Parshas Kisisa is one of three parshias in the Torah that tell us lo yisavashel gedi b'chalev imoy, that we may not cook milk and meat together. And we know from the three times we also may not eat milk and meat that was cooked together, and we may not benefit from milk and meat that was cooked together. But let's discuss Bezer Hashem, a shaila that comes up in this area of halacha, which is perhaps not as well known, all of the parameters and to the extent of what Pesachim hold about this. Many people, we'd say most people, enjoy a good bagel, lox and cream cheese sandwich, or to take tuna and melt cheese on top of it. It's called a tuna melt. Many people enjoy that. Or another, Michael, another dish called a tuna noodle casserole, which is noodles mixed with tuna fish, mixed with milk. And of these items, is there any issue with eating them that the Pesachim are concerned about? So we find the Gemara tells us in Psachim Ayin Vav Amid Beis, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya Simen Kufta Zayin Siv Beis, that's the dinim of Devarim that are Bishum Sakona, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzorach Lizar Shloi Lechol Bosor V'dog B'yachad, one is not allowed to eat meat and fish together. Mnei shekoshe l'tzaras. That could be what's dangerous. A person gets the disease of tzaras. The Rambam says, v'chein ein litzlois, boser im dog mishumreicha, even in the same oven. One may not cook meat and fish in the same oven, because the reyach, the aroma from one to the other will go, miu b'dieved, that's not osir. Now that Gemara and that halach is concerning meat and fish. What about fish with cheese? So we find an interesting Beis Yosef in Yeredeya Simen Pei Zayin, in the beginning in Siv Gimel. Said the Beis Yosef, Dogim v'chagovim is mutal l'achlim b'cholav. That's already the Torah says. One is allowed to have fish, one is allowed to have grasshoppers together with milk. And that's from the Mishnah in the beginning of Kolaboser. Says the Beis Yosef v'mikol mokoyim, even though halakhically it's mutter, but ein lechol dogim b'cholav memnei asakono. But there's a different issue, which the Torah here is not bringing up, says the Beis Yosef, and that is that it's a sakono to eat fish and milk together. K'moshin is bar in Arachayim Simen Kufayin Gimel, where that's in Arachayim, talks about things of a sakono. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Now, on that Beis Yosef comes along the Dark Moshe right away and says, I never saw in my entire life anybody that's careful about not eating milk with fish. And in Arachayim, it talks about Bosar. Bosar is gross as I call it, Bosar and Dog, but not Cholov. And therefore he says, V'lachay nire, shenis arev l'harav Beis Yosef, Bosar b'cholav. Obviously a play on words. And he says, obviously there's a toy sefer over here. And Bosar and cholav got switched. He doesn't mean milk with fish. He means meat with fish. He doesn't mean cholav. He means Bosar. Some question about how could this be said in the Beis Yosef, because of the context that he's talking about is not applicable. But let's take it as it is. However, we find, besides that the Ramah says this, we find just the opposite in the Talmud of the Ramah, namely the Levush or Mordechai Yaffe. The Levush in Pei Zayin and Siv Gimel says that even though Dogim and Chagovim, there's no Isser, because Chagovim and Dogim are not called meat, so that's not a problem to have with milk. Umikomokoim ein lechol Dogim b'cholov mibnei asakona. And he cites the Halach in Simen Kufayin Gimel as well. So he also says that there's a sakana of fish with milk. Are we going to say that he also has had a satay sefer? So, strangely enough, that's exactly what the Shach does. The Shach in Simen Pei Zayin Sivkotin Hei. He brings this levush and he says it's a toy sefer, because the Darkei Moshe already said on the Beis Yosef, it's a toy sefer. Even though it's true that Bosar and Dogim, meat and fish is a sakana. He says, but cholov, meat, fish with milk, loy shamanu V'loy ra'inu, we never heard of such a thing. V'chol yoyma v'yoyma. On a daily basis, nahagin anochi levashel dogim b'chol avalechol. So the shach testifies that on a regular basis, we cook fish with milk and we eat it. So something like a tuna noodle casserole, milk together with fish, says the shach, no problem. We have such a thing and it can't be an issue. And he brings a raya from the Gemara because the Gemara says clearly that if you have a fish and meat cooked in the same oven, so Rava Mifarzika did not allow that fish to be eaten with kutach. That's because of the reyach of basar in it. But fish by itself would be no problem to eat with kutach. And kutach, we know, is made of milk. So that's another raya. And this is what the Taz goes with, this is the Prichodesh goes with, that it's no issue whatsoever. However, the Primigodim over there, both in the Mishbetzayzov and in the Sifsei Das, if they're quoting the Taz, he says, but the Knesset HaGadela and the Beis Lechem Yehuda say that dogim with cholov, milk and fish, indeed is a sakona. Where it's not a sakona is with chema, if you mix fish with butter, or if you mix fish with the fat that is skimmed off of the top of the cholov, that's no issue. But the actual cholov, regular milk with dogim, indeed, is a sakana. He says, v'yeshli zor shal ilavashal cholav dogim. Don't cook milk with fish. Ki chamira sakanta me'isura. And then he says, ayin demogen Avram in Arachayim simen kuf ayin gemul. And if you look at that demogen Avram, demogen Avram brings our Beis Yosef and Pei Zayin, says it's a sakana. He said, but the Daki Moshe already said it's a toy sofer and this should be dogim with basar, not dogim with cholav. And that's what the Achrayim write. Okay. But if you look at the Prima Godim over there in Arachayim and Amogen Avram, he still upholds the meaning of those who are careful. He says, I'm Asher Kosavti, Beperi in Yeredeya, Kufta Zayin. That's the halachas of Sakona, like we mentioned. And Becholov and Dogim, there are those who don't eat it. Because Chema, that's not a problem. Butter with fish, not a problem. But milk and fish indeed is a problem, like the Shir Knesset HaGadola says, and the Chen Kosev El Yerabba Bishmoy. Because if you look at El Yerabba, in Archaim, Simon Kufay, and Gimel Sev Kontes, he quotes the Lavush in Pei Zayin. He says, the Lavush writes, Ein Lechol Dog and Becholof, Mereas HaKona. The Darkei Moshe says, the Taz says it's a Toy Sefer. We already mentioned the Shachul says a Toy Sefer. And you have to say it's not milk, but there's rather meat. However, says Del Yerabo, Vishyor Knesset HaGadola, he disagrees with them. It says, no, indeed, the doctors say that cholov with dogim is also a sakona, and therefore, you should not eat one with the other. So we find it quite an interesting machlokes here, but the general achronim, the Taz, and the Shach, and the Prichodosh, indeed say, like the Darkei Moshe said, what the Beis Yosef writes is must be a Toy Sefer, because we know of no such sakana to have milk with fish. On the other hand, we do find several achronim, besides the Prima Godin we mentioned, we find other achronim from the late 1600s, the second half of the 1600s. One is a Shailas Achuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda, Yehuda Leiber, Chanei Chenech from Poland. There's a Rav in many places and many kehilas over there. And he writes in Simit Samach Aleph that Motsosi Kosov in the name of the Goyim from Kroko, which is the Rama, that he wrote to my the relative, Deidi Zikni, Marena Ravulf, that what the Beis Yosef writes, that it's a Sakona, is a Toy Sefer. And that he writes the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, that his Deidi Zikni wrote, he's Mekayim the Girsa that we have in the Beis Yosef. That indeed it's a sakana to cook milk together with fish. Because he did an investigation by Chachmei Aroifim. And they said, Davka Dogim Utoganim with Chema, as we mentioned the Prima Godim. Butter and fish is no issue. But to cook milk with fish, indeed there's a sakana, a choyli, because it's Mekarer Ma'oit, Kiyadu'a L'Roifim, Vechamira, Sakanta, Me'isura. And as well in the Beis Dovid, Shalosh Tshuvos Beis Yavid, Yeridei Simen Lamed Gimel, from the Chachmei Salonika, he as well is matzdik this din of the Beis Yosef, and he says a whole pshat in what the tam of Sakona is, that is the teva is something that is created from water, which is the fish, to mix together something created from, so what he calls Yavesh, which is the animal, similar to basa, which comes from the animal, so too the milk, which comes from the animal, and therefore it presents a sakana, and what the Beis Yosef writes is indeed accurate and correct. What's fascinating is, many know about the Pesachei Tshuva, in Siman Pei Zayin, Sivkon Tes, where he quotes Rabbeinu Bachya Ala Teira, in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yutes, he says, V'chein das haroifim, b'taruvas dog ugvina. So he doesn't mention about milk, but he mentions about cheese. That the mixture of cheese and fish, shenizbash lukeacha, that were cooked together, is meile tchuna ra v'cheili hatzaras. And the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Moru Kutsiyah, in Arachayim Simen Kufayin Gimel, also, even though he says the Magen Avraham says a Tai Sefer, but Rabbeinu Bachya says that indeed this is considered a sakana. So the sides of those who do go with this Beis Yosef or say it's a Tai Sefer, we do have on both sides of it. But many Achrenim and Befrat, my Zayded Hilich Sam Sefer and Yeridei Simen Kuf Aleph writes that indeed there can't be any issue because many people eat it, as we know, and nothing happens to them. And Neman Oleinu Arambam, who is a Reifei Agadol, and he doesn't mention anything about such a sakana, and therefore he also dismisses it as not being an issue. We find the Yad Ephraim in Siman Pei Zayin, the Rosh Hashulchan in Siman Pei Zayin, Sif Tes Vav, he says, it's a Pashut Azach, that is no issue with eating fish together, or cooking fish together with milk. V'chein Amidig, Poshut B'chol Tfutzis Yisrael. Is this the Beis Yosef writes? That's the Tai Sefer, as we have mentioned. He writes that as well. But he does quote the Rebbeinu Bachya. He says, people make a mistake with Cholov. It's not true. It's the Rebbeinu Bachya only talks about Dogim im Givina. So here we have that even though the Rosh Hashulchan says we have to go with that understanding that there's no issue at all with milk and fish, yet he also quotes Rebbeinu Bachya that cheese with fish would be an issue. So if you divide it up into different categories, even if you don't want to go with the understanding of the Pashut words of the Beis Yosef, which is to have cholov with dogim, but there are Achrein and the Pesachei Tshuva here, and there are Hashulchan who do quote this Rabbeinu Bachya to have cheese together with fish, that indeed would be an issue. We find in the Pachad Yitzchok, that one we're talking about is from the Gedolei Italia, from the beginning, the first half of the 1700s, the great Chochem and Gadol in Italy, in his monumental Pachad Yitzchok, in Ma'arechas Beis, on the Avsamach Tei Samet Beis, he says like this, he says, Kol Yomai Gidalti Ben HaChachomim V'Ziknei HaRefuah, and V'Lei Motzosi Soad, I never found any support for this, that quotes a Sefer Sheris Yehuda, writes in the name of the Reifim, that it's a sakana to eat milk together with fish. And even though you could say maybe there's a sakana to drink milk and then have fish, or the opposite, but to eat it together or cook it together doesn't seem to be an issue at all. I never found such a sakana. But he says, Mikol Mokoim, Kivin Shadover Yotze Mipi HaMelech, Hu Moron HaBeis Yosef, Monati Mitech Beisi, Achilas Dogim Gvina Oyim Chema. So here we have a new understanding or a new take on this issue. That even though maybe halachically or from the Sakona standpoint, it's a non-issue. But says the Pachad Yitzchok, since the Beis Yosef wrote such a thing, therefore he took it upon himself in his household not to eat both fish with cheese or fish with butter, because the Beis Yosef says it. What's interesting is there were much more recent Paiskim, namely Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in the Halicha Shlomo, in Moya Dem Chelek Beis, Perik Yud Beis, Ha'ora 48. It says over there that the minig in Reb Shlomo Zalman's house was not to eat fish and cheese together, because that was the minig that he saw in his father's household. And when people would ask him, should they be noig like that? He says, the minig is not muskim l'kuli alma, to be machmir, and many people, many good people are not nizer, and he quotes them, many say it was a toy sefer in the whole issue. He says, and therefore, someone who doesn't have a mesera from his father doesn't have to be nizer. Ain't certainly zar elamisha kenu mesera's beis avoisav, unless it's the minig in his family. And somebody says, well, let's say they don't have such a minig. He says, if you want to be makabel, but only that, but there is Billy Neder. Because if you have to be makel, you would be able to be makel b'makam hatzairich. He says, avashaloi b'makam hatzairich, then one indeed should be makabel such a thing to aviv. Very interesting that we do find there were poskim that were nizer in such a thing. And perhaps, like we're saying, either because they were the Rachreinim that said that, even the Rabbeinu Bach and the Rishonim, and this seemed to be a minig. In the Sefer HaOras from Rabbi Yashiv, Kiyodua, Moran Agoyin, Rabbi Yosef Shalom, Yashiv, Zatzal Shiurim, in Chulin Dav Kuv Dalar Amad Breiz, over there it brings that Rabbi Yashiv spoke out in the Shir. He didn't write these for him. It's written from what people who were listening to the Shir. And he says that concerning Achilas Dogim with Basar, so that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Meat and fish is a sakana. Dogim with cheese or dogim with milk, he says, yesh di nizaru, because it was yotzen mi pi moron abeis yosef di yesh bohem sakana. So he acknowledges this minig because it was already quoted in the Beis Yosef Sefer. The yesh akosev that even here there's no kapeda, because it's not really the teva nowadays, maybe nishtanu ateva. He says, lamaisa, we're noyig lahakbid, not to cook them together, but to eat them together is not an issue. And there's a sefer that I saw that quotes one of the Talmidim of Rav Yashiv, Rav Nochum Eisenstein Shlita, he's a Raven, I believe, in Ramat Shlomo, and he quoted Rav Yashiv to say the same thing, that cooking them together is an issue, but eating them cold wouldn't be an issue. No, according to that, so to cook milk with cheese sounds like the Rabbi Yashiv was supporting such a minig, such a kapeda, which would be like tuna cooking with milk, or to have a tuna melt, which is also cooked cheese together with tuna, that would be an issue. But a bagel's a sandwich, no issue at all, except those who are machmer like the Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya, indeed, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, said cheese and fish is an issue. And therefore, there are those taku on Nizer. Sometimes you go to a bris and people are enjoying their bagels and lox and cream cheese sandwich, and you see someone who's not eating that. You say, why are you not eating that? He says, my minig is, my kpeid is, I don't have cheese and fish. Bizarre, where do you get such a thing? We see here that indeed there is basis. There's such a thing, this credence to lead to such a minig, to such a kpeida, based on, number one, the Rabbeinu Bachya, number two, the Beis Yosef. If we take the Beis Yosef at face value, obviously the Yudele HaPeskim, Yudele HaKreinim say it's a Toy Sefer, and there is no such sakana, but there are those who indeed are nizer in this because it is Yotzim Yipia Beis Yosef, and there is some basis for this meaning. Some only say when it's cooked together, as we mentioned, cooked the cheese or cooked the milk together with the fish. Others go as far to say even eating them cold, but some only mock put on the cholov together with the fish and not the chem and not butter. So this at least is an idea expressed here by various peskim that we have culled together on this subject. Tein lechocham v'yechgam oid. Kol tuv.